What is the first commandment? You shall have no other gods. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. What is the second commandment? You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not curse, swear, use satanic arts, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. A reading from Luke chapter 16. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously each day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." In the name of Jesus, amen. We're going to be focusing on the first commandment this morning. The first commandment is concerned with who our God is. Now, it's important, before we talk about who our God is, what a God is. We need to define that. A God is that which we look to and expect from every good thing. That which we take refuge in all distress. So in this sense, a God is not just a cosmic being or a carved statue or something like that. But a God is that which we trust in. Today we need to consider who or what were the gods of the two men in what Jesus told, in the story that Jesus told. What was their God? While we're pondering that, let's keep going though. You see, God doesn't judge the way mankind judges. People judge each other by their status, by their wealth, and by other temporal markers. The names of the rich and famous are known. You can look them up on Wikipedia. They're admired, listened to, followed, envied, etc. Because obviously he's doing something right if he drives that car, owns that house, throws those parties, or is in a relationship with that woman. That's the rich. What about the poor? Well, the poor and destitute are overlooked, ignored, passed by. Obviously, they did something wrong. Drugs, alcohol, gambling, mental illness. No one cares about their names. They live in tents under the bridge or in their car at the park. That's how man judges. But God cares little about man's judgments. You see, when poor Lazarus died, he died trusting in God. He was received by God into eternal life. Meanwhile, the rich man died, trusting in his wealth, and he was cast into eternal torment. Conversing with Abraham, the rich man learns the truth. Where his heart's confidence was placed in this life determines where he would spend the next life. The rich man had loved his wealth, had been satisfied with earthly comforts, and had trusted in his gold. He ignored the saving word and work of God. He had everything except the true God, which was all that mattered when he died. He was cast into hell. But what about Lazarus? Well, Lazarus, on the other hand, had listened to Moses and the prophets. He had heard and believed what they spoke about God. Despite his circumstances, his poverty, his health, he trusted in God. He was treated as scum by the men of this age, but he was received as God's honored guest. Abraham offers a stern warning today. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Abraham charges us to listen to God's word. In Holy Scripture, God reveals himself to you. Neglecting God's word to gain or maintain temporal goods means eternal damnation. To hear and meditate upon God's word is eternal life and salvation. Lazarus, while he lacked every temporal good, had the true God, which is all that mattered when he died. The Holy Scriptures reveal to us the one true God. Faith in him is given when we hear from his word who he is, and we believe it. In the Scriptures, God promises and reveals to us his gospel, his saving grace, his unmerited favor that's given to us not on account of our works, our merits, but on account of Christ's righteous life and his atoning death on the cross. The rich man's name has long faded away. He's just called the rich man. In his life, everyone knew him and his name. Now, no one does. He's faded from all memory. But Lazarus remains. He is remembered by God. In his life, no one knew his name but God. Now, he is known and loved forevermore. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, by your word and holy and sacraments, give us and sustain us in the faith which, in this first commandment, you demand, so that we may dwell forever with you. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.